Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Father's Day is the worst holiday in the world. I've done the research. I already know. Let me tell you something. Mother's Day is the second most celebrated holiday in the world. Christmas is first. So that means it's Jesus, then your mama. You know what Father's Day fall at? Number 20. I can't think of 18 other holidays. Do you realize Halloween is number 6? Does that mean ghosts and goblins go before fathers?
It is Friday, the 13th of June, 2025. Ooh. It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't know if you were saying it to the people or to us. Yeah,
I'm saying it to everybody. Specify. I'm saying it to everybody. Ah, boy, oh boy. Yeah, that clip is. So true.
Is that how it feels?
That's how it feels.
Just
like they're so yesterday my wife, and I guess I should be kind of used to this by now, but like I basically planned my own Father's Day.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, I think it's kind of always been like that. And it's you know, people, my wife coming, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I spent many Mother's Days that way.
And it's like, what do I want to do? Like, be celebrated. That's what I want to do. And then it's like, well, so then I end up planning the day. And then as the tradition goes now for the last couple of years, I also cook dinner.
Yeah.
Because people just come over to our house to swim in the pool and I just end up cooking dinner.
So what I mean, I'll say to you what you always say to me. So stop.
Yeah, I guess the problem is I do like cooking dinner.
Okay.
I like the grilling part of it. Yeah. I tell everybody else, like, you do all the other stuff, but I'll grill. But like, I don't, so stop helping? Like, should?
I mean, stop planning everything. Say, you know what? Whatever you guys want to do.
Surprise me.
Yeah.
I should say that.
Yeah.
I should say that. Like, I know people that are like secretly taking their husbands on trips. You know?
I don't know anybody that's ever secretly taken their husband.
It's not an elaborate trip.
For Father's Day.
No, it's not an elaborate trip, but like the woods. Not that I want to go to the woods, but like, you know, even just doing anything in secret requires effort.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
You're off, and now you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Except for your father.
Well, you know, my father said, texted me and said, how are you going to honor me this year on Father's Day?
Mm.
And I said, in the same way I honored my mother this year by not seeing you.
Oh, wow.
What? I got stuff to do. I'm busy.
So anyway, though, I guess that's Father's Day. That's a Father's Day thing. It's not just me. Obviously, that comedy clip wouldn't have existed.
Does that make you feel bad?
Oh, totally.
Huh.
Yeah. If we're putting worth into astrology, I'm a Leo. Celebrate me.
I mean, I never put much stock in Mother's Day. Like, I appreciate it, but I don't really get that bent out of shape anymore about, right. Like, I don't know.
Like, if you're not celebrated on Mother's Day?
Or if it's like, if the girls just made me, like, breakfast in bed or something, that'd be fine. I appreciate more. And this year I got more, but I mean, maybe I'm just used to it. I don't know.
I mean, I think I'm just used to it too. I think that's just the thing. I'm just used to it. Well, it's still just kind of like, bleh.
It's also kind of a made up thing.
Well, all holidays are made up.
Well, okay. But I mean, like, you don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
No, not particularly. But,
okay.
But that's a mutual contract that I've entered into with my wife.
But you didn't have to.
That's consensual. No. I mean, I just think it kind of came about from a conversation we had probably 20 years ago. You know, like, this is dumb, right? And she's like, yeah, it's dumb.
So why is Valentine's Day dumb, but Father's Day isn't dumb?
What is Valentine's Day celebrating?
Your relationship.
Okay, so that should be kind of every day. Well, at the very least.
I mean, should Mother's Day and Father's Day not also?
No, I feel like being a mother and a father is often thankless work.
Right.
Whereas, like, at the very least, if you're in a relationship, you have your anniversary. You don't need a designated day to celebrate your love. You've got your anniversary, and you've got any other day you want. But like a mother, I think the point of Mother's Day, besides making money, the point of Mother's Day and Father's Day, I think, is to set aside a day where people who often do the hardest work and never get thanked for it should get thanked for it.
You know what? Maybe that's why Mother's Day is just like, oh, okay. Like, I appreciate it, but for me, but it's not like a big deal is I don't feel like anybody should thank me for being a mother.
Oh, I feel like people should thank me for being a father.
I mean, talk about a contract that I like a mutually agreed upon contract. I'm the one that decided to have them.
You know why? Is it's the concept of even if you're working hard for the greater good, it's nice to hear thank you. That's why. Because it's nice to teach people gratitude. It's nice to hear gratitude. And everybody wants it. Everybody would like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you do a lot of hard work, it's nice to hear. Like if you, for instance, your boss, if you bust your ass at work and your boss never acknowledges you or ever says thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, he pays you every 2 weeks or she.
Thank you.
Pays you every 2 weeks. But wouldn't it be nice to hear thank you every once in a while?
Yeah, I guess maybe I do.
And maybe take you on a secret trip.
Oh.
So anyway, yeah, so that's, I don't know. That's fun. We'll see how my Father's Day goes. I don't know. I wanted to talk about something real fast. Have we all seen by now the horrific Indian plane crash?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about it on my way in.
Kevin, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday,
horrible.
A plane went down. It was a passenger flight, had 234 passengers, and the headline yesterday was plane crash, 234 dead, which is everybody. It's awful. And then throughout the day, that headline changed. Did you see the updated headline, Kevin?
No.
It went from 234 to 233. And there was one guy.
One survivor?
Who didn't just survive. He walked away from the crash.
Yeah.
Relatively unscathed.
I think he had injuries to his he had broken ribs. I think I have this right. Broken ribs, injuries to his eyes and his feet.
His name was Vishwash Kumar Ramesh. And he's 38 years old. He sat in seat 11A on Air India Flight 171. And I don't know, but he might be God.
It does seem like if somebody was just like, and he's the Messiah, it's like, well, all right.
There's video footage of him walking away from the wreckage. Walking.
Yeah.
They didn't even have to find him. It's like he just removed wreckage and gave a good yawn and then walked away. He was sitting right next to his brother. His brother tragically died.
Yeah.
And he like just like, and he's not even limping. I mean, he's like barely limping.
He's barely limping. Yeah, I'm watching it now.
He looks more confused than anything. Did you see the crash? There's footage. It was a fireball.
See, that's how I don't understand.
He didn't even get burned. So this news comes out yesterday. And I'm having this discussion with my wife in front of our 13-year-old son, Connor. And I start talking about the movie Unbreakable.
Naturally.
M. Night Shyamalan. I believe it was like 2002.
Yeah.
And my son,
Mr. Glass.
My son had no idea what I was talking about. So that's what we're doing today. I immediately purchased the movie Unbreakable starring Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson because M. Night Shyamalan predicted this.
Okay. Can you remind me now? I saw Unbreakable and I liked it. But I can't fully remember. Samuel L. Jackson is breakable, right?
He's super breakable.
He's Glass. Mr. Glass.
He's calling me, yeah, Mr. Glass.
Okay. And then...
And Bruce Willis is unbreakable.
Uh-huh. Okay, and we know that because...
So he was in not a plane crash, but a train crash.
That's right.
At the beginning of the movie.
That's right.
Everybody dies,
and then he's
except
just,
for him.
That's right.
And then he's like, so I tell my son the premise. I go, it's the same thing. It's the same thing that happened to Vishwa.
Yeah.
Vishwash.
I don't know. We should stop saying
Mr. Ramesh.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, it's the same thing that happened to him. And then my son goes, oh, yeah. How do they make that a movie? And I go, how do they make that a movie? It's amazing. He goes, but what's the story? I go, he's unbreakable.
He can't be broken.
And he goes, no, I know that part, but what's the rest of the story?
Yeah, I mean, I am struggling to remember the rest of the story, too. It's because he's the antithesis to Mr. Glass.
No.
And so Mr. Glass wants his powers or something?
Mr. Glass is something like that. Okay. Spoiler alert. But I think, I was like, well, what is that? It's all this stuff that this guy's probably going through right now. Survivor's guilt.
Oh, right.
What does it mean? Why am I unbreakable?
Yeah.
Was
I always?
Am I God?
Yeah.
Am I a God? What do I do with this power? Do I have power? Is it even real?
I think.
Should I hurt myself again to find out?
I think in Vishwa's case, I think.
Mr. Ramesh,
what he does now is suffer from PTSD for the rest of his life.
That's not funny.
It's not a
good
movie.
Kevin, don't laugh
at
that.
I'm not laughing.
It's not as good of a movie.
Not as good.
No.
Yeah. But
crazy.
Is that not the craziest story?
2025 has been.
What a whirlwind.
Very odd.
And we're only halfway done.
Oh, God.
But the good news is Mr. Ramesh is here to save us all.
He might be. He does look irritated in the video, and at one point somebody's like trying to help him, and he pushes the guy away.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be irritated if a minor inconvenience of a plane crash happened around you and now your clothes are dirty?
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, is this a psychic?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? My name is Don Quake. You probably knew that. And I'm calling because I want to set up an appointment for I don't know what you people call it, a session?
A reading? So you want to book a reading?
Yeah. I'd like to speak to my father, who is no longer alive.
Oh,
He died in 1982, and he was a real son of a bitch, a real, real, real hard one, But my wife thinks that I should have a conversation with him. So I figure let's do this. Let's sit down, and I'm gonna finally get some stuff off my chest.
I don't usually talk to people who have passed on. I don't like to conjure up those types of spirits, especially negative ones.
I agree with you. I don't want him to possess you or anything like that. You know, I just want you to find him. And then when he comes, you say, Sergeant, your son's here, and he's got some stuff that he wants to say to you, and it's been a long time coming. And then I'm going to say, Sergeant, I want you to know that your little boy is doing better than you. You know, I want stuff like that. I want to tell him that, you know. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello? I understand. So hey, this is what we'll do for you. We can send your father a letter, seeing as though you may have father wounds. You can write this out, and I can make sure he gets a hold of it in the spiritual realm without disturbing him and bringing him back.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. The problem is, though, he never learned how to read. And oh, I know what you're about to say. I know what you're going to say. Everyone in heaven can read. He's not in heaven. He has okay, too many confirmed kills to be in heaven.
Oh no, a murderer!
Okay, no! No, this was for God and country. But you know what they say about us, you know.
I honestly would not want to disturb that kind of spirit.
I think that he's here on Earth with us, but I can't see him. I can't talk to him, and I need to. Okay, so get him on the phone.
He sees you and he talks to you all the time through signs and synchronicities.
You're probably right about that. Every single time I lose my goddamn keys, every single time somebody move the remote from the special remote place, you know, and then I take it out on my wife and I say, stop moving the damn remote. And she says, I didn't touch it. I said, oh, it's probably old man.
Oh, sir, I'm not sure.
That's okay. So, I'll hold.
Okay. In the meantime, you can hold, but I don't think this is appropriate for me.
Dad, is that you?
No, it's still me. I'm so sorry. I'm not able to do this for you.
That sounds like something he would say.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Are you still there? Alana, are you there?
Yes.
None of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And you're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone.
Oh.
your friend Janelle wanted me to do this. She emailed me and asked me to do this to you.
Oh, thank God.
I'm shocked you didn't see that coming.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Lexi. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning.
You and your boyfriend, Blaine, you guys have been together for how long now?
We've been together for about a year and a half now.
Okay. And what's the reason why you're on War of the Roses? Why do you think he's cheating?
Okay, so we had this like rough patch a few months ago and we like broke up for a few days and then we got back together. But when we were broken up, he like got a little petty and he like deleted all of his pictures of me off of his Instagram. And then when we got back together, we've been doing like pretty okay, but he hasn't posted like any pictures of me since then. And so I don't know what his reasoning for that would be.
And how long has it been since you guys got back together?
It's been like about 2.5 months.
Okay. And okay, is he a regular poster? Like he posts to social media frequently?
Yeah, he posts like not as much as me, but like multiple times a week, I'd say.
And you think that he's...
I don't know if this is a sign of cheating, but it does make me think perhaps he's lost interest.
No, I definitely think he's cheating. Like, I don't know what other reason he would have not. Like, why wouldn't he want to show me off? Like, it feels like he's trying to look like he's single or something.
Okay. Well, here we are. So let's do War of the Roses. All right. Kay's going to call him up, offer him some free roses. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. I'm going to put you on hold now, okay?
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi,
Can I speak with Blaine, please?
Yeah, this is he speaking. What can I help you
with? Hi, Blaine. This is Carol from, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
You say you don't need like any payment or anything?
Nope, none at all. No, it's actually really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay, yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay, so first name?
Lexi.
And then what is Lexi's last name? We're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I love you, beautiful.
I love you, beautiful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blaine, this is War of the Roses. My name's Gavin, and that's Katie, and you're on the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. It's a test that we do to see if a guy is cheating on his girl, and I've got great news. You passed the test. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Lexi. Lexi, you're back on with us. You must be feeling pretty good. Better, right?
I mean, yeah. I just still have a few questions, I guess.
Okay.
Does Blaine understand what's happening?
No.
You've been so weird since we've gotten back together. And you, like, after you deleted all your pictures of me on your Instagram, you just haven't posted anything of me. And it's, like, it's super shady and super weird, and I just don't understand.
Post pictures? Lately, we just haven't had any good pictures.
What is that supposed to mean?
You stay out of this, Gavin. Go ahead, you two.
What do you mean, no good pictures? I take good pictures all the time. Have you seen my Instagram?
Well, you want me to take some off your Instagram and put them on mine?
No, I'm just saying if you're trying to use the excuse that I, like, don't look good in pictures, then it's obviously a lie.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
No, that was it. That was what he was saying. I think that what we have here is maybe some insecurity or something. I'm not quite sure. He's not cheating.
You don't know that. I mean, he might just be really good at hiding it. I don't know.
Okay, well, according to the test of War of the Roses, he's not.
You know that social media isn't real life. Like, it's not a true indication of how a person feels about you.
I just don't, like, I don't understand why someone wouldn't want to show me off and, like, show how happy our relationship is.
Show it to who? What if, like, can't you just, like, what if you just have a happy relationship and then you don't have to show other people? I mean, what other people think of you on social media should not have any bearing on your relationship.
I don't know. I mean, when we got together, he always knew that I was, like, a big poster and that's a big part of my life. And so it's, like, it just kind of feels like he's purposefully going against that right now.
I don't think that he is. Let me tell you this. I think personally, couples that post a lot of pictures of each other's significant others,
we always think it's a red flag.
It's a huge red flag. We think that that means that that relationship
is on the rocks,
hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
So you do you. I'm just saying how the rest of the world, you're so concerned with how the rest of the world sees you. That's how the rest of the world sees you.
It does come across as fake, Lexi, just so you know.
It's not fake.
Let's just talk about this later, all right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll end it here. It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call. And before we take a break, I want to mention that tonight we are going to be at Sky River Casino, and we're doing Pride Bingo for Pride Month, and it's going to be so much fun, and there's going to be awesome prizes. It's not just for LGBT people, it's for everybody. So show up, play Pride Bingo with us at 32 Brews at Sky River Casino tonight, 7 o'clock. Show up around 6:30, come register, and you could be leaving there with, some tickets to a show.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, it's time to play Hang 10 on The Wake Up Call. And I'll keep singing. This is actually starting to sound more like a country song.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I'm not Post Malone. Let's play with, oh boy, how beautiful. Jacare.
Yep, that's me.
What a name.
I told you.
It's got Kevin all worked up.
Jacare sounds like expensive alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, my mom did name me after a bottle of wine.
So. Oh, it's a bottle of wine.
I love that.
And that was the last time I ever drank Jacare.
And actually, I met you guys before. I met you guys last year at Run to Feed the Hungry. It was my first 5K.
Oh!
You didn't meet me, though. I was running.
That's right. Wow. Kevin was running. All right. We are going to play.
Just fun. The idea of you running is funny.
Yeah, I know. He's so fun.
We are going to be playing Hang 10 Jacare for Halsey tickets. She's coming to the venue on July 5th. And the way it works is Katie will give you three categories. You get 10 seconds to name five things for each category. Each thing you name is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. Are you ready to play?
Yes, hold up. Did Kevin write the categories today?
Yes, I did. And guess what? I got complaints that it was so easy. These are over the top hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are they?
Some of them are.
All right. Hit me with your best shot.
Okay. Okay. So do we want to start with super hard?
I mean, dealer's choice.
Okay.
Then
here we go. In 10 seconds. Name five fruits that are high in vitamin C.
Go. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm going to say pineapple, oranges, mangoes.
I mean, I don't know the answer, so
I can tell you all of those are correct.
I'll give you 3 points on that.
Okay, wow.
Anything that has notes of sour probably has vitamin C in it.
Okay. Probably. All right. Okay. I love
100%.
That. Jacare, you got 3 points on that one. All right.
Ooh, not five, okay. I'll tell you that.
Okay, easy, right. Easy.
Hey. Calm down, Kevin.
Yeah, that's right. Calm down.
Jacare, are you coming to Wake Up Call Live on June 28th?
You know, I'm actually going to be camping that weekend,
all right.
Unfortunately.
Well, then, okay. Over laughing.
That's fine. Then how about you come to Pride Bingo tomorrow at Sky
no,
River?
No, tonight.
Or tonight. Yeah. Can you come tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Pride Bingo?
Yeah.
Sky River
sure,
Casinos. 7 to 9.
You better come. All I right. Can't wait to see you again.
I want
to
meet you. Okay, here we go.
You already have.
Yeah,
you just told you that. Okay.
Round two.
Literally just told you that. Okay, round two. Okay. In 10 seconds, name five animals that lay eggs. Go.
Bird. Snake.
You're getting farther away from the phone.
What was the last one?
Yeah.
Jacare, what was the last thing you said?
I said lizard.
Yeah, lizards. Okay, that
okay.
Counts.
Okay, okay. So, could you talk to your phone?
We could have also done sharks and stingrays.
Chickens.
Fish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
chickens.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, my God. You know,
when you're actually
doing it and you're on the spot, it's like... It's intense.
It's harder than you think, yeah.
All right, okay, here we go. Final category, you got 6 points. You need five to win. Let's see how you do.
Give it to them.
Okay, can I tell you the one I'm not going to give you?
Yes, please.
Wow. Okay, what I'm not going to give you.
I'll play this one.
Okay, this will be Gavin. Okay, Gavin, in 10 seconds,
yeah.
Name five people who have gotten an EGOT. Go.
Oh, my God.
Hard, huh?
Yeah, I can't name one.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
John Legend. No, I honestly can't think of one.
So, okay, we'll go back to Jacare.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name five states known for their cold winters. Go.
Oh, Indiana, Illinois, Colorado, New York,
There you go. You got
you
five.
Got
yes.
Wow.
Yes. Congratulations. That was an impressive showing there at the end with pretty much any state above halfway.
Yeah.
So good job. We're going to get you two tickets to see Halsey at the venue for July 5th. Hopefully we will see you tonight at Sky River Casino for Pride Bingo as we celebrate Pride Month with the Wake Up Call. Jacare, you are a breath of fresh air. We can't wait to hang out with you. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Oh, right on. All right.
106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
she's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and the jackpot is $340 on America's favorite pastime. Are you smarter than Katie? It's going to be part of Wake Up Call Live. Make sure you get your tickets. As a friend of mine said, there are only trash tickets available left there.
There's no trash tickets.
Kevin and I sat in the very back row of the Crest Theater, and you know what? Not a bad seat.
Right.
There's no bad seats.
Right.
Your friend is
so
trash.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, you take it. Friend. You don't even know who I'm talking about. It was your brother.
He is nobody's friend.
Okay.
Kevin! He's the nicest person in the world.
Good morning, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you all?
We're fantastic. We're great. Yep. This weather's beautiful. The sun is up. Let's play. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot, if you didn't hear, $340 waiting for Katie to mosey. And she has officially moseyed. All right, here we go. Question one. Cory Booker is a U.S. senator, but he's also a former date of Mariah Carey's. Booker shared his experience on their date recently, saying that Mimi is gorgeous and radiant, but there was just no chemistry. What state does Cory Booker represent?
New Jersey.
Question two. Dua Lipa has been wearing a ring on her left hand for some time now. People have noticed it. She confirmed, she is engaged to be married.
What?
Her fiance is actor Callum Turner from the Harry Potter franchise. Turner's character is in Hufflepuff. What are Hufflepuff's house colors?
Yellow and black.
Question three. Fat Joe and Jadakiss gave back to the community in a big way by hosting Father's Day. They hosted 70 families in New York City for fathers that have been incarcerated and their families to help them keep the connection to their children. That's beautiful. That is so nice. Spell the word incarcerated.
Hold on.
Your phone's breaking up.
Out.
Start again. Mackenzie?
Okay, does this work better? I took you off speaker.
Yeah, please. If you're going to call us ever, please take us off speaker.
I told you.
All right, here
so
we go.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I-N-C-A-R-C-E-R-A-T-E-D. Is it incarcerated or incarceration?
Incarcerated.
Okay, end with E-D.
All right.
Period.
Question four. Sabrina Carpenter has a new album coming out, and it's making some women very mad. The album is called Man's Best Friend, and it features her on all fours in front of a man who is holding a fistful of her hair, and she is on a leash. Some women are saying that this is setting back women empowerment. What animal is considered man's best friend?
A dog.
And question five. The legendary comedy Spaceballs came out in 1987, and it is finally getting a sequel. It's going to bring back actors Bill Pullman and Rick Moranis, and it will be directed again by Mel Brooks, who is 98 years old. How old was Mel Brooks when he directed Spaceballs?
He's 98 now. It came out in 87.
Yep.
So he was 87, Final answer 50.
All right, Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Mackenzie, what do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
You're an attorney?
What?
Yep.
That is exciting.
On TV.
Wow, she's an attorney, Katie. What kind of attorney?
I do municipal law, so I work for different cities and help write their ordinances and things like that.
Oh, wow. Municipal law.
Wow.
My favorite law.
Wow. Mackenzie.
Yeah, pretty glamorous.
Yeah.
You took exciting and made it seem kind of dull and mundane.
Ask her where she's going right now.
Where are you going?
It's like, what kind of law do you do? Real estate?
Yeah, oh boy.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, where are you off to?
We are going to Hawaii. I'm going to the airport right now.
What?
See? So fun, right?
What? Who's we? Who's in the car?
My husband is driving me. We just picked up my sister and her husband, and we're meeting my family in Maui.
Oh, my God.
What an exciting adventure.
This is incredible. Can we come?
Oh, that's silence.
I can't hear you. Yeah, that's
right.
How convenient. I can't hear you. All right, here we go, Katie. Question one. Cory Booker is a U.S. senator, and he's also a former date of Mariah Carey's.
As soon as you said a former or a senator went on a date with Mariah Carey, I knew it was going to be Cory Booker.
Yeah, he said that Mimi's beautiful and radiant, but there was no chemistry. He is actually married to a celebrity.
Yeah, he's kind of a star chaser.
Yeah, a little bit. What's his wife's name?
I don't know.
Okay. Kevin, look that up.
Okay.
What state does Cory Booker represent?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is right. Question two, Dua Lipa is engaged.
Wow.
Yeah, she confirmed the ring on her fingers, an engagement ring.
Not to Anwar, though, right?
No, her fiancé is actor Callum Turner from the Harry Potter movies. Turner's character is in Hufflepuff. What are Hufflepuff's house colors?
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yes, Kevin.
Who is Cory Booker's wife?
Cory Booker's wife. He's never been married.
Yeah, I didn't think he was.
Who's Cory Booker's girlfriend?
Ugh, so you didn't tell me.
All right, we'll get back to you in a second. Okay, question three. Fat Joe and Jadakiss, it's more like not so Fat Joe now, they gave back to the community in a big way for Father's Day. In New York City, they hosted 70 families of incarcerated men to keep them connected to their children. Is that not awesome?
That's so great.
I love that they did that. Spell the word incarcerated.
Oh my God. Okay. I-N-C-A-R, incar-C-E-R. A-T-E-D.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did it.
It was tough.
All right, Kevin. Slog. Kevin, do we have an update?
They said Chloe Wade, but right, then I just Googled and AI said that he's now married to Greta Raninato.
Sorry, none of this is what I thought. Okay, all right.
I think it's Greta, by the way.
Greta. Kevin's AI. I don't know if we've ever said that before on the show. Kevin doesn't actually exist. Question four. Sabrina Carpenter's new album is making some women really mad. Did you see it?
No.
The new album is called Man's Best Friend.
Okay.
And it features her on all fours in front of a man holding a fistful of her hair, and she is on a leash.
Okay.
And some women are saying that this is setting back women empowerment. That's what they said. What animal is considered man's best friend?
A doggie.
A dog. Question five. The legendary comedy Spaceballs, which came out in 1987, is finally getting a sequel.
Finally.
Spaceballs, the sequel. It's going to bring back actors Bill Pullman and Rick Moranis, who is coming out of retirement.
I thought Bill Pullman was dead.
Apparently not. Are you thinking of Bill Paxton?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Pullman.
Is he still dead?
Bill Paxton is still dead.
Okay.
Bill Pullman was Lone Star. Rick Moranis was Darth Helmet. Rick Moranis hasn't done a movie in like 30 years. I'm so excited about this. And it will be directed by Mel Brooks, again, who is 98 years old.
Wow.
How old was Mel Brooks when he directed the original Spaceballs?
And when did it come out?
1987.
Okay. 7, 9. Oh God.
Oh God. 3 seconds.
Hold
3.
On. Please.
2.
God, please.
1. Spaceballs, the answer.
I got 29.
Nope.
I don't think that's right.
Kevin, what's the answer?
60.
60.
Okay.
Mackenzie, aloha.
Aloha.
Final score, you both got 4.
Wow, that makes me attorney also.
It's a tie.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. But what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
You are not, but you're the big winner today.
Yeah.
That's you're going for to Hawaii.
Sure. Yeah, shaka.
Have a great vacation, and we'll see you there soon, okay?
Thank you all so much.
You got it. She's cute.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You're Secret Time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Marissa this morning. It's not her real name, and this isn't her real voice. We changed it. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning.
Now, let's get right down to it. Your dirty little secret is about your work, your job, and what is it?
Okay, so my dirty little secret is that I am actually up for promotion, and my biggest competition is my best friend at work. So my friend has been with the company longer than I have, and I totally think she has an advantage. So I plan on sharing the link to my boss with videos from when she used to be a cam girl.
What? That's terrible. So
this is a judgment-free zone, Gavin.
Okay.
Is your boss the kind of person that this would change his or her opinion of your...
Yeah, I think so. Just because he's very, has very different conservative views on that, yeah.
And this is a friend.
Well, yeah, she's like a coworker.
But she's like your work friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a friend that you're close enough to that she would have trusted
shared with you
the information that she was a cam girl at one point.
And how long ago was it that she was a cam girl? Was it when she worked for the company?
Well, yeah, she still did it as a side gig.
Do you think that if the tables were turned, she would do the same thing to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, well then, good. I feel a little bit better.
I think she's just saying that. I mean, that is, you know, most people wouldn't do that. So the fact that we've got two people that would definitely do this, I don't buy that.
What advantages does she have over you without the cam girl part?
Well, she said that she's been with the company longer.
Is that it?
Yeah, she has.
That's,
yeah, she's been with the company a lot longer than I have. But
that's
like,
something
I
that's
really
so easily... You can get over that so easily, though.
Well, also, maybe is there a chance that she would be better for the job than you?
No, I think I would be better. We work in a very competitive industry, and sometimes you just have to do what you got to do.
Do you worry, though, if this ever got out that you were the person who told your boss this, that you would get fired?
I don't think I'd get fired.
I honestly have no idea what to say. I have no idea what to say, but somebody texted in to 909-1065 that the same thing happened to me. But they didn't say if they were the person that had their stuff leaked or if it was them that did the leaking.
If she didn't want people to see her, she shouldn't have done that as a side gig.
I feel like that's... Victim blaming
a little bit.
Yeah, like when nude photos get illegally passed around, well, you shouldn't have taken them in the first place, you know?
Well, yeah, but this wasn't, I mean, she, you know.
She was doing it for money.
Right.
I don't know. I do both. Okay, this again will make me feel a little bit better. Are you both the same in your personal lives? Like, do you have dependents?
Oh,
does she have dependents?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't, but I do.
I mean, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Why does that make you feel better?
Because I would do terrible things if it meant that my kids
I know
were
you would, and it's
of.
Not right. How about be better at your job to give your kids a better life?
Well, but if the only factor, though, is the fact that this girl worked longer, there's nothing she can do about it.
But then why isn't that make her work friend more deserving of the position?
I don't know, because sometimes seniority is not all that matters in a job. By the way, that person texted back into 909-1065 and said they had their nude photos sent. So they were they were your friend in this situation. And they also said that this was awful and they never forgave that person.
Well, yeah.
Are you prepared to lose a friend over it? Oh, and what about that? Are you going to pretend like, oh, this is out. This is terrible that this got out.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to admit to it.
Well, of course she's not going to admit to it.
Not admit to it, but like now she has to do like an Academy Award
right.
performance.
Are you okay?
Oh my God. All right, well, there's the dirty little secret. Just to recap it, this is Marissa. It's not her real name. And she, I guess, is totally 100% going to give their manager old cam girl footage from her friend/competitor for a position and more money.
And this this is all still online. Like it's still available. It's not like stuff she's taken down.
No, it's totally still available.
Wow. Well, all right.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real fast, wanted to just remind everybody that Wake Up Call Live still has some limited seats available. VIP is sold out, but the $20 tickets still available. It's June 28th at the Crest. Text the word LIVE, L-I-V-E. To 916-909-1065 to get your tickets now. But now it is Katie. What are the rules for this?
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words of the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses of the movie, or to the characters from the movie.
All right. Kevin, this one's all you.
No, don't.
Sing.
And it's time for the no-name movie game.
106.5.
The end.
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm stressed.
Yeah, we're all a little stressed
out. I'm so
now.
Sorry.
Raise my cortisol levels.
That was beautiful. And you know what? Because you did so well with that, you get to play first. Good morning, Kat. Good morning. Kevin is your contestant. I got 45 seconds on the timer. Are you ready to play?
Yep, we got this, Kevin.
All right. You got this, according to
Kat.
Thank you. All right, tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater on the line. 45 seconds starts now.
Okay, this is a animated movie that just became a live action.
How to Train Your Dragon?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, the opposite of man.
Opposite of man, woman?
Yes.
Okay.
And then opposite of queen.
King.
Put it together.
King?
Yes.
Two.
Okay, a dog is considered your furry what?
Best friend.
Another word for best friend.
Cow?
No, like, how do I explain this? It's
maybe
like
next one. Maybe next one.
Okay,
next
fine.
One.
Skip. Okay. If it's a person that just left, you said they are okay.
Gone.
They are what?
What was the other one?
Companion.
Oh.
How do you explain companion?
That's it. Like, yeah. Like your spouse is your lifelong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know.
Right.
That
would
have been a
Kat,
good one.
Kat, okay. Those were some hard ones. We'll give that to you. Yeah. You got two on that, so it's not nothing. We're going to put you on hold. And now let's talk to Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
All right, it's you and me playing for 45 seconds on the No Name movie game. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds starts now. This is a movie based on a video game. He's blue, wears sneakers, runs fast.
Sonic.
Full name. Yeah, okay, there it is. Okay. Okay. If wolves are together, they have, this is a room in your house where like there's a TV and a recliner. It's not the living room.
Ten?
Yes. Oh. Okay. And if you're a bunch of people who steal things, you are.
Dennis Thief?
Yes!
Wow,
yes!
That was a hard one.
Okay. If you live forever, you could say you are.
Immortal?
Another word for it. This is a tough one. It's a Marvel movie. Nobody saw it.
I saw it.
Eternal?
The Eternals.
I saw
yes,
that.
Eternal.
It was really good.
Yeah, I know. I liked it. Just people, it was a flop. All right. So you and I also got two. So that's not great. Okay. Cheryl's now on hold playing No Name Movie Game for Esquire IMAX tickets. Katie, it all comes down to you and Cindy.
Okay, Cindy.
Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, I am.
All right. Good morning. 45 seconds on the clock. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
This letter is for this word. And it's a guy that wears like a white mask. And I think he has a mustache. No, nothing.
She's the worst.
Okay. Okay. The opposite of the queen of the jungle would be
King of the Jungle.
Okay, and so the King of the Jungle is what? Okay, this is an animated movie. Ninambala, Ningwana, Nabala. Ninambala.
Lion King.
Yes, okay.
King.
Okay, this is a group of superheroes.
What?
Justice League?
Nope, the other one.
This is fun. I'm having so much fun right
what
now.
What was the
V for Vendetta?
Oh, V for Vendetta. What a way to describe
for this
it.
Word. How else would you do it?
I would probably go. Well, I'd talk about the letter that comes after T U. And then like if you've got a grudge,
people can't see that you're just shaking your fist in the air.
If you've got a grudge, all right. Well, Cindy, we're gonna let you go. You only got
so
one
funny.
Point. And now I'm going to write a number down here and closest to it. Cheryl, give us a number between 1 and 20.
12.
All righty. And Kat, give us a number between 1 and 20.
7.
A 7. The number was
2.
You win.
Yay!
Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Biggest screen in Sacramento. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. And that was the No Name Movie Game.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I wanted to tell you guys what happened to me. So every morning I wake up and I do the same thing in the same order. Part of that is because I probably have some form of OCD and I think I'm going to have a bad day if I don't do it in that order.
Is that why you do it? Because I think almost everybody does that.
In the same order?
Mostly.
Like you take the same pills in the same order, like you do things the right way.
I think especially in the mornings.
Okay. Well, good. That
do
makes
you,
me
Kevin?
Feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're creatures of habit.
Then that's fantastic. I hurt myself though this morning.
Uh-oh.
in the most embarrassing way.
Oh, boy.
And I've never hurt myself like this before. And let me tell you, this is a public service announcement.
Okay.
I start everything off by wetting my toothbrush and putting toothpaste on my toothbrush. And today, I was laying the toothpaste down on the bristles. And I don't know what happened, but at the very last second, I guess I pulled down too hard. It flicked the bristles and toothpaste went right in my eyeball.
How is that?
No! I don't know. And I am here to tell you that toothpaste in your eye is worse than getting shot in the head.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you probably got the minty fresh one too, huh?
I feel like that's better than like a cinnamon one. I don't know. First of all, I don't think it's the flavor that burned. I think
it's the mint.
Yeah. It's not whatever sort
chloride?
Of chloride base it's made out
no,
of.
No, it's probably fluoride.
Not. It's probably the mint that burns.
Whatever it was. I
probably.
I'm it's
does it still hurt?
Yes.
Okay, can I tell you? Yes, this is humiliating.
Yeah.
What would have been more humiliating is if somebody could have seen this happen.
Yes.
Because there is no way
that
after this happened, you didn't handle it in a way in a similar fashion to when you see somebody from afar that's being attacked by a bee, but you can't see the bee.
Yes, you're right about that. Especially if it was my kids. Like, if my kids would have seen it, they would never would have respected me as a man again.
Definitely not.
Because my first reaction was like, huh?
Yeah.
And then it's, and
hold your eye.
And then, listen, I'll tell you, as a toothpaste in the eye survivor, let me tell you, okay? It's a slow burn.
Is it?
Because at first you're like, oh.
Is it like when you get sunscreen in your eyes?
That's never happened to me.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, I guess when you sweat and it runs into your eye.
Yeah.
Okay, that's happened to me. This was way worse.
Okay, interesting.
This felt like a chemical burn. Like, I immediately was like, yeah, and I'm fumbling around for the shower. That's all I could think of was just like, get in the water.
Yeah. Flush it out like Andy Bernard when he had to do that video.
In the office. And like, I'm also still trying to be quiet because my wife is still asleep.
Sure.
And our son has decided to start sleeping on the floor of our bedroom.
Still doing that?
Still doing that. Yeah. So he's like in our room as well. Now we have a door, but still though. And I'm in the shower. And I'm just like,
opening
like,
your eyeball.
This, it still hurts.
This does remind me of the time that I accidentally ate deodorant.
Oh, what?
Ew, what?
And what you forget is that deodorant is an antiperspirant, which means it sucks the moisture out. And so it dried my mouth out in a way that I thought, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. And for those that don't remember, the reason that this happened.
Right, you have to give the context.
Which makes it so much worse.
Right.
I was eating a piece of pizza and some crust fell down my shirt. Like happens to me at every meal.
Sorry, gravity.
Right. Sorry. And I reached in there to pull out what I thought was a piece of crust.
You ate it?
And instead, it was a chunk of deodorant. How did it get into my bra section? I don't know.
Right.
Gravity again.
Right, right.
And I put it in my mouth, and sure enough, it was deodorant.
Yes. And then she died.
I certainly died emotionally.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's a twofer public service announcement from the wake up call.
Yeah.
Don't eat deodorant. Don't put toothpaste in your eyeball.
106.5 The End.
The wake up call.
So we're going to be talking about bugs during this segment. And let's just get this out of the way. I think most of us find most bugs, almost all bugs, icky.
Yeah.
I just don't like them. There's not much about them that I enjoy, except for fireflies.
Yeah.
And Kevin has some very tragic news about fireflies. Go ahead.
Fireflies are going away.
going where?
They're like getting extinct. They're going extinct because of the world.
Is this because of climate change?
It's partially because of climate change. There's also pesticides that they spray to kill mosquitoes. That's killing fireflies as well. And also, they're cutting down their habitats, which makes the reproduction lower. So we're going to lose fireflies soon.
Well, the last part I don't quite understand. I mean, fireflies seem to do well in pretty much anywhere. Suburbs, yeah, they seem to do okay. Where I grew up, we called them lightning bugs, but they're the same creature. And this breaks my heart because I know we don't have them out here, or at least not in Sacramento. It's got to be because of the heat.
Because it's too hot here.
Probably too hot and not humid enough.
Okay.
If I had to guess, I don't know. But they are magical.
They are pretty cute.
You guys seen them?
I've only seen them one time when we went to morning show boot camp in Georgia. And it was fun.
And like everything that we hate about bugs doesn't apply to fireflies, doesn't apply to lightning bugs. Like they are big. Like, they're not big, but I mean, they're...
I don't want it near me. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you kind of do, though, when it comes to fireflies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
They don't fly fast. They kind of hover, but that's part of the magic. And then their butts light up.
Right.
Yellow, sometimes red.
Oh, what?
Different colors. I feel like there's even a purple one, too. And they light up in, like, a pattern where it's, like... It's bright for about 2 or 3 seconds, and then it dims down, and then you can't find it for about, I don't know, 10 seconds, and then it lights up again, and you go, oh, there it is.
That's
like
so
when
magical.
You go, like when you're a kid, you can go lightning bug hunting.
Right. And I mean, I've seen that on TV.
It was so much fun as a kid. And like, cause they do, they light up and then they disappear, and then it's dark out, so you can't find them anymore. And then it's like playing Marco Polo with a bug.
So what are we going to do? Cause unless Kevin's going to go travel to lightning bug territory.
Lightning bug land.
Lightning bug land. How are we going to give him the opportunity to see them?
Right. I'm pissed.
That's a good question. I really don't know. Are you watching videos now?
Yeah, they're having so much fun.
You see, it's like Lord of the Rings. Like, you just stumble into a place and they
you know
only come
is?
Out at
you know
summertime.
It's whimsy.
Yes. It's pure whimsy.
It's whimsy.
It's silly. And they're not like ugly bugs either. Like
I'm seeing what they look like now when they're not lit up. And they are ugly. Like, the only reason that is an okay bug is because it lights up. Otherwise, it looks like a nasty ass bug.
Yeah, maybe you're right about that. Okay, you might be right about that. But the idea, though, that this is going to go away because Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You guys don't have a lot of experience with lightning bugs and fireflies, which if you're just joining us, they're going extinct. But you do have a lot of experience with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Can go.
Okay, but here's the problem, though. It seems like we're getting rid of fireflies. We're killing them off because we're killing mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, we can't even get the fireflies, so kill the mosquitoes. I mean,
What if you did live in a place that had lightning bugs like this?
I would be there every day.
So, but what would you do though? Would you prioritize?
I would prioritize
this over mosquitoes.
No, I would prioritize getting rid of the mosquitoes.
What?
Once you've seen it, you've seen it.
Katie!
Well, sorry.
She's not right about that.
Yeah, it's every moment. It's different. It's a national phenomenon.
It's
you don't know when they're going to glow. Look at it. Oh, my God. You hate nature.
It's not that. I hate being bitten by mosquitoes.
Plus, the West Nile virus.
Spread disease.
Okay, but this spreads happiness and joy. It twinkles. It twinkles your heart.
Okay, then be bit by mosquitoes. I don't care.
There's mosquito repellent that we could put on our bodies.
It's killing them.
No, not the
not
one
Not when
that
you spray
you,
it right on your own body.
Yeah. If you spray
I
it in an area.
No. Didn't mosquitoes cause a disease that was like deforming unborn babies?
Zika. Yeah, it's still a problem in some parts of the world.
So, you know what? I still am going to choose to get rid of the mosquito.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.